The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's pull it out. You want to pull it out?
You know how I feel.
See
about,
what I did there?
You know how I feel about the polls.
The poll questions on X at 1080 The Fan. Uri Day. Well, not Saturdays and Sundays. Are you always amazed at the people that think we work every day of the week?
I'm more amazed at the people that think that this isn't like my job. I get more of that.
Yeah. But don't you think...
This is like a side gig for you?
I do get that you guys don't work just Monday through Friday. I'm like, yeah, dude, we don't work on the weekends. And then I get more of, well, is that all you do? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like, it's my job. And they're like, really?
What?
And they feel bad. Like, they're like, do you need some, like, they'll ask if I need, like, handiwork, like... You want me to come fix your gutters? I'm like, no, I'm all right.
Yeah, I get a lot that's like, why aren't you on Saturday? I was listening, I tuned in though. Why weren't you? Well, it's Saturday. It's a weekend.
Yeah, but like there's football and stuff on, right?
Yes. Not us.
Yeah. Yeah, we get that.
Another one. Yeah, how about this guy? We got another guy here. Before we get to the poll. Hey, I've got an extra ticket and cigars. Just need the fan man to get us on the sideline.
Yeah, you're missing kind of the...
How about that?
Yeah. I promise we can get down there.
I think Suk can get tickets, cigars, and on the sideline.
So that guy read your comments that you want to have a cigar with Dan Lanning as you need to get into you have no way to get into the Ducks games.
No.
And
could you find cigars.
And you couldn't find a cigar. You need cigars to go to the Ducks games. The only thing he asks in return is that we put him on the sideline because Fan Man is the one that can do that because he's already out there. Wow.
Well, I said... I've been down to, I think, four games since Lanning's been there. And each time that I go down, I'm on the sidelines and I tell myself I'm going to go talk to Dan Lanning. And I get there early enough to where I feel like if I get him before, like, the game gets close, that's the time to just go out and be like, hey, enjoy talking to you every week. And, you know, just face to face. And every time he goes out there, he is just... He's so damn intense. It's like 2 hours before a kick and he just has a leave me the hell alone vibe. And I respect it. And so each time I'm like, I can't. It's got to be in the off season. I just don't want to. I can't be the one to bother him before a game. Either that or I got to go down like the worst game of the year. I got to go down like when they're playing, you know, Tallahassee JUCO in week one. I need something like that. Can't go down for the big games and bother him. He's very intense.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible.
Anyway,
this guy can get me down there.
Yeah, he's got a cigar for you.
Yeah.
So he's going to give you a cigar.
I appreciate it.
And a ticket.
Thank you.
But he needs you to get him on the sideline.
No, he needs Fan Man to get him on the sideline.
Well, right, because you can't.
No, I got to talk to Dusty.
yesterday's poll question, which is most likely... Kingsbury to the Bears, Jimbo to West Virginia, Ryan Day fired, or Belichick to the Jets.
See, Belichick apparently wants the North Carolina job now.
Belichick to the Tar Heels.
So Bill wants any job at this point, because Bill knows he ain't getting one.
The winner of that was Kingsbury to the Bears, 43%.
Yeah.
Seems to make some sense with Caleb Williams and everything.
Have a nice run, although I don't think it's solely based on the Kingsbury flop, which we've seen in the second half. But, you know, the Commanders' offense, the first 7 weeks was like gangbusters. And since then,
screeching halt.
It's just, last week was a nice bounce back. I think it was against the Titans. But, yeah, it's just keep an eye on that. You know, Cliff hasn't had great second halves. And, you know, Bo Nix climbing up that rookie of the year ladder real, real fast.
Ryan Day fired 30%, Jimbo to West Virginia 19%, and 8% said Belichick to the Jets. Today's poll question, it's up there for you on X at 1080 The Fan. How confident are you Oregon wins the Big Ten championship? Very confident. Somewhat confident. Kind of worried.
God, you know, I don't, I like my fence sitting, but you're not going to give it to me. So
never do.
I would say confident, but you didn't give me an option of confidence.
I said very confident.
I don't like that.
I'm very confident.
Yeah. And I don't like
well,
somewhat.
Then don't vote for
I
it.
I like just confident, but you didn't give me that option.
No, so you're only somewhat confident. That means if you're I'm not confident. Very confident, I'm you're confident. Somewhat confident.
No, I'm very confident.
Oh, you're very, so you're going to go with very.
Between
we
those.
We got you off the fence.
Well, again, I don't know why you can't just have confident. Why do I have to be somewhat or very? Why can't I just be confident?
Because that's fence sitting.
Then I'm very. That's
and you're
not
a classic fence sitter.
I'm a fence sitter.
And like we it. Have courage here.
I like
freaking
a good fence.
Punch
sitter.
It.
I like
bitch.
A good bench sit. Can I just say I like
I'm
sitting?
Very confident.
Big fan of it. No, I'm very confident. I think Oregon is better than Penn State. I don't necessarily love the way Oregon has been playing the last couple weeks. I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's their best. But at their best and at Penn State's best, I have no doubt that Oregon's best is better than Penn State's. And in a matchup that I think it's close. I don't think it's a 3-point game on a neutral field. I think Oregon is 6 points better than Penn State. And I think there's some areas that I could point to that I say, I'm intrigued by the matchup with Penn State, but ultimately I think Oregon is more talented. Across the board, I think they're deeper. And the biggest one is, I just think quarterback play, I think Dylan Gabriel is superior. And I really don't think it's close to Drew Aller. And Drew Aller, in his 2 years as the Penn State quarterback, has never really delivered in a big moment. Now, if you want to go down the Minnesota game and the fourth down conversions, do you consider Minnesota? I mean, I guess they had to win that in order to get to the Big Ten title game. But in the games that we would say truly matter, you know, when they play Ohio State, right? When we're playing for a conference championship, even in this year when the games they've won, his numbers are just never fantastic. And I think just Dylan Gabriel to me is the difference in this game. If you say you like both defenses, right? You like both O-lines, their tight end is better. Our receivers are better. You know, you can go through and kind of, you know, pick out where you like. Ultimately, what's the biggest position in all of football? I don't care what level you're playing.
Kicker.
Hey, you got a good one. I don't know what Penn State...
Does Penn State have a good kicker?
I don't... No, I can't say that I've dug deep into Penn State's
I feel like
they're
a school
game.
That typically does have a good kicker.
Let's go with that.
You know?
let's just randomly say it.
I bet they do.
We'll ask Dan Lanning.
Ryan Barker is their current kicker. He is a former walk-on.
Oh, he sucks.
You
know what he is for the year?
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to find more.
We got the old Sappington.
Well, you know what? It looks like Google AI is boning me again. Oh, this isn't happening.
I got God you. AI. I got you. He's 11 for 13. Well, his long is 49.
But I think it's the wrong guy. I think we're actually looking at Sanders Sahayadok.
Say that again, please.
No. Sander Sahayadok?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what's his?
He's number 93, and he is the kicker on their website.
93?
I'll tell you right now,
Redshirt junior.
I don't like him already.
From 93. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Nah. I can't take a 93 kicker seriously.
He is, let's see, season stats.
Can't take him.
This is hot.
Ooh, he's only kicked in 4 games this season.
Ah, look.
Wow.
It was a rhetorical question. We all know the most important position in football at any level is
two
quarterback.
For five, long of 43. Where'd the other guy go?
Dylan Gabriel, Drew Aller, no one is picking Drew Aller. Therefore, I can say I feel very,
very
confident Oregon is the Big Ten champs.
Okay.
I'm very confident.
Yeah. That's George Kliavkov. What a classic
God.
Drop.
And wasn't that in response to them finding a way forward and getting a deal for the Pac-12?
Yeah. I'm very confident.
Yeah. He is very confident.
Look, right now,
the most confident I've ever been, and this says something, the most confident I've ever been on this show was the tape measure.
Oh, yeah.
I was just...
And you were wrong.
Oh, I was digging in some heels. And the worst part is as soon as Mike Lynch was on my side, I was like, Rob's an idiot. Dude, I was just...
Well, that is...
What an idiot.
These guys thought it was tape measurer. Yeah.
I gotta get my
tape
measure.
And I'm like, guys, it's a tape measure. Why are you adding an additional ER?
Because it measures. It's a measurer.
Tape measurer. Yeah.
Tape measure just sounded dumb. I was like, no, it's a tape measure. And I was willing to dig in my heels, and I was confident. And
well,
boy.
There you have it. Penn State wins.
It's not good. So just... That's why I said I'm not very confident. I'm just very confident.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Right now on the poll, 43% very confident, 43% somewhat confident, and only 14% kind of worried. We'll get into more of Penn State on the Dan Lanning pregame show, which will be the segment after next. But up next, let's talk about a very good Thursday night football game.
Maybe the best ever.
Here is Book.